Super!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Supercast Brothers, episode 5? 6?
6.
We're on episode 6. Wow, that's crazy. Alright, episode 6. My name is Cooper the Kid. I will be your host for today, and joining me, as always, is my cousin Tyke Spasso.
That is correct.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. We got a great episode for you today. Mewtwo came out for all of you who bought both the Wii U version and the 3DS version.
$100 DLC character right there.
Which is the two of us, so we both have him, so we played him. So today we're going to talk about Mewtwo, how he fits into the game, if he's good, if he sucks, what we think of him, his moveset in general, some cool things you can do with him.
Yeah.
All things Mewtwo we're going to be talking about today.
Yep.
But you know how we always start off our episodes.
That is correct. We will begin with our news segment.
Oh, yeah.
Now, actually, something that I forgot to bring up last time, which was kind of important, was that since the DLC was announced with Lucas and Mewtwo in the patch, the rule set for EVO updated. They said that Mewtwo will be legal at EVO.
However, he is legal.
I know.
But that's what I'm like asking you. He is legal?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Mewtwo will be able to be played at EVO.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll see some of those. But Lucas will be banned.
Will Lucas be out by then?
Yeah, EVO's in June, and Lucas comes out in June.
Okay.
So the reason for that is that they won't have enough time for people to like really learn him or learn the matchups for whoever their mains are, you know?
That makes sense.
Yeah, but they will be on the patch that came out with Mewtwo.
Cool.
Which I think is good because they nerfed Diddy.
Yeah, so that's something we forgot to mention last episode is with this recent patch update that they did, they didn't list it anywhere, but there have been tweaks to some of the characters in the game. One of them definitely being Diddy Kong. His up air has been nerfed because it doesn't look like a move that should do a lot of damage. It just doesn't have that oomph to it. But for some reason, it's a total kill move. So they toned that down quite a bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's no like patch notes anywhere like they do for games like League of Legends and Dota and things like that. So you don't know what's changed. You kind of have to
play to figure it out. They just say that they're going to add this and this and then tweak some balance to the characters, but they don't tell us how. Usually the only way that we find out is through people like through countless hours of playing and finding out what's different.
Yeah. So is there any other changes that we're aware of besides Diddy's up air?
Not to my notice.
Yeah, I haven't noticed anything else. I'm sure they exist. They could be very small and therefore hard to decipher and figure out and even like notice. But from what I can tell so far, I haven't noticed any other changes. But if we find anything or we read up on anyone finding anything, we'll definitely let you guys know about that because it's important information. Yeah, so cool. Now that we got past what we missed,
I
guess we can start.
So since the announcement of those of the fighter ballot, like so many companies have been just throwing their like social media and stuff out there to get people to vote for the characters that they want, like ridiculous amount of companies have been doing it.
Yeah,
like
it's crazy.
IGN, you know, like I can't even like name them all. There's a bunch, and they're voting for like characters that I've never even heard of. Like I think one of them was someone named Rusty from like Steam World, and I don't even know what game or character that is.
Is that Rusty's Real Baseball?
No,
that Rusty, it's different
not,
Rusty.
It's not that one. Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
It was like some robot thing, but I don't even know. And I'm like, okay, what?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of companies that are doing this. The most notable ones that I'm excited for was. I don't know if we've mentioned this, but
might have just for the ones that were there.
Yeah, the head of Xbox wants Banjo in the game. Yacht Club's games wants
Shovel Knight,
which would be awesome. The guys who made Super Meat Boy would like to see him in the game.
I'm not sure Super Meat Boy would really fit.
I don't think so either. But Shovel Knight and Banjo are definitely two characters that would be really great.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so cool to see that all these big companies are like still fans of Nintendo and Smash Bros. In general. And want their characters in this fighting game.
Yeah,
which is basically
like,
the fighting game, in my opinion. A lot of people's opinions, too.
Yeah, it's like you have all these people who are fans of like the Xbox community who are like, wow, Nintendo's stupid.
Yeah.
But then you have the head of Xbox like openly just supporting Nintendo and being like, oh, yeah, we've worked with them before.
Yeah,
and
it's
like,
awesome.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, screw you, fans.
I'm glad that they're putting their voices out there to be heard like this. It's great for the game, and potential for some really cool characters.
Yeah. So, some interesting information was found about the possibility of the next Pokemon games being prequels to X and Y.
Really? I haven't heard anything about this.
Because it had something to do with the movie, like one of the recent movies that came out.
Oh, Pokemon. Yeah, with the ring person.
Yeah, one of the Mega Evolution specials.
Yeah.
And it had Lysandre or Lysandra or whatever, however you want to pronounce it, which is the main villain from X and Y. And he, in the end of X and Y, spoilers, Lysandre wants to blow up the world, basically, with this super weapon that he created. So, but in doing so, by stopping him, you also, like, he tries to have a last-ditch effort to, like, achieve his goal.
Yeah.
But you stop him, and he blows himself up, basically. Mm-hmm. But in the movie, he keeps in the evolution special, he keeps, like, he is there, and he keeps saying stuff like, I have to bring this back to Kalos or something. So, like, but he can't do that because he's dead, you know?
Yeah. So that people think that this event will take place in the next Pokemon game, which will be a prequel to XY.
Yeah. And do you think that would be a good, fun thing?
I don't know. I've honestly never been too into the story of Pokemon. I kind of just, like, is in the back burner while I'm focusing on the Pokemon themselves. So it could definitely be something interesting. I know the first, like, sequel game they did was Black and White 2, and that's the only one I never played. I played every Pokemon game except for Black and White 2. So, I don't know.
It was fine.
Yeah, I don't know if I would go back to, like, the same region unless there was something different about it. You know, that's what kind of why I stayed away from Black and White 2. I felt like it was going to be too similar to the previous game.
Yeah, it was kind of similar, but it was pretty different.
All the Pokemon games are very similar, but the variety is like you go to the new location, you know? That's what makes it different and interesting. So being in the same location for two games in a row, I don't know, it's just not very appealing to me.
Yeah, but they did change up like a lot of things because it was like a couple years in the future from Black and White.
Yeah, that's true.
They changed up almost every single gym with the addition of like three new gyms, I think.
Yeah,
two new gyms. I don't remember exactly how many, but
it's definitely an interesting idea. I don't think they'll do it. I think that's a little. I don't know. I feel like that's something they wouldn't want to do. Going back,
you think, but they could just stick with the format that they have had for, you know, pretty much the entirety of the Pokemon series. With you have the two main games and then a third game, which is similar but different in its own way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have the yellow to the red and blue, or red and green if you're in Japan.
Crystal.
You have crystal to gold and emerald. Silver, emerald, platinum. But we didn't get any gray.
Yeah, we didn't get a gray version. We didn't get a Z version. So, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see if that ever happens or if this prequel game ever happens.
Yeah, because it's like they set up the Pokemon Legendary Trio of the games like to basically make it plain and clear that there's going to be a third game where that Pokemon is the Legendary of that game. Like in Black and White, you had Zekrom and Reshiram as the black and white Pokemon, and then you had Kyurem, who was just this, you know, gray looking Pokemon who was kind of just in the back. But then in Black and White 2, they mixed it up and like fused Kyurem with Zekrom and Reshiram, and it was just everyone was like, what is this? And then in X and Y, you have Zygarde, who is like the green Z-shaped Pokemon who starts with the letter Z. Like, they're setting it up perfectly, but we don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, you never know. So my question to you is, I think since Black and White, they've come out with a new Pokemon game every year, whether it's a remake or a new one, right?
Yeah, so that's what people say. So people are really, they're wondering if we're going to get a Pokemon game this year.
Yeah, exactly. So there hasn't been any mention of it yet, so that like brings the question, will they bring it up at E3? Will it follow the formula? Will they do something different? Will it not even be there this year? So, who knows?
Mm.
A lot of speculation going around Pokemon right now.
And honestly, I think it would be cool if we had another Pokemon Colosseum and XD Gale of Darkness style game on the Wii U and HD. That'd be great.
I know everyone's begging for that open world 3D Pokemon game that transitions onto the console as opposed to the handheld.
Yeah.
Which I would love personally, but you never know. I don't think Nintendo and Game Freak want it to be that game. I think in their mind, Pokemon is meant to be mobile. It's supposed to be meant on the go. Kind of like that take anywhere adventure.
They've had their mobile series the whole time though, and then they've just taken stops to do Colosseum and XD, and people love those games.
Yeah, but those weren't full adventure games like the handheld ones are, you know? I think people want
a different concept.
Yeah, exactly. People want the full adventure game of like Red and Blue in the 3D world, open world on a console, and I totally want that too, but we'll see what happens.
Really need Poke and Tournament to be on the Wii U, though.
That game looks sweet. I don't know. As right now, it's only going to be an arcade game, right? It's not meant to come
to an arcade game in, like, Japan.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I'm sure if it gets enough hype and enough people asking for it, it will finally find a port and its way to America.
Pretty sure it already has enough hype, honestly. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, man. So, Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. But moving on, you know how they had the Gold and Platinum rewards?
Mm-hmm.
You know how Earthbound was one of them?
Yes.
It ran out of digital Earthbound copies.
Wait.
Yeah, don't even...
That doesn't make any sense.
Don't ask me how it's possible, but it happened. Nintendo managed to run out of digital copies of a game.
That doesn't make any sense. Have they made any comment on this?
No, not that I'm aware of.
So,
but it was like 1 or 2 weeks ago, they were like, people were complaining because they didn't have any Earthbound copies left for Platinum Rewards.
I honestly don't know how to respond to that because that's not a thing.
Yeah,
so did Nintendo,
somehow it happened.
Did they take it down because they only want so many people to play it because they like to have this shroud around Earthbound? I don't know. That's like the dumbest thing. Wow.
Yeah, don't ask me.
I honestly don't know. I don't know what to say about that.
Either do I.
I don't know how to think about that. Wow. Okay. Well, that
it's
happened.
Like, glad you got it last year, right?
Yeah. Seriously, I'm glad I picked that up.
Mm. I bought it with money because I didn't. I wasn't at Club Nintendo at the point of buy. Purchase.
Interesting.
So that's really weird. But something that they did restock was the GameCube controller adapters in Australia.
I saw that they are finally starting to put those back out there.
Yeah, hopefully they'll kind of stick with that in the NA region.
Yeah. Did you get one?
No, I did not.
Do you want to get one?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't have any working GameCube controllers.
Yeah, you broke one of mine.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
When?
Like a year or two ago, I think it was like at my graduation party or something, you broke it, my thumbstick, because you were mashing it too hard.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, okay. So that's weird. I don't know how to feel. So let's just move on, I guess.
Yeah. So, there's some news about signings and companies and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Smashers, and that Axe, who is a Pikachu main, who has placed really well at tournaments, and he's really good. He's like top 10 in the world. He left Mortality, which was the company that was sponsoring him.
Interesting.
So, you know.
Was he picked up by anyone else, or he just left?
No, not yet, but he left.
Interesting. Do we know why he left?
I think they said that he's just going to pursue other things, you know.
All right. Well, I don't blame him with companies like Cloud9 and TSM and EG sponsoring Smash players to be sponsored by a company that most people have never probably heard of.
Well, you know.
Probably not helping his cause that much, so he probably wants to be sponsored by a bigger name. Well,
hey, a sponsor is a sponsor.
A sponsor is a sponsor, but if he's good enough, he probably has the opportunity to get sponsored by someone better, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, C9 and TSM only each have one sponsor, and both of those are considered gods of Melee, so we'll see.
You never know, but it's an interesting move on his part.
Yeah. And then other signings have included that Cognitive Gaming, or COG is as it is referred to, has re-signed Wizrobe, who is a top Smash 64 player, but is also really good at Melee and Project M.
Cool.
And they signed Mewtwo King.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Was he ever sponsored before? Or is this his first sponsor?
Who, Mewtwo King?
Yeah.
Mewtwo King is one of the gods of Melee.
I know. Has he been sponsored before?
Oh, yes. Multiple times. Okay. Mewtwo King has had the most sponsors, I think, of any Smash player.
Cool. So he just keeps on moving down the train?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
He's been sponsored by Play for Keeps, Empire, Arcadia, Alliance, like a bunch of companies.
Nice.
So many. Yeah, so. So apparently someone found somewhere that they're working on clear amiibo cases so that you can buy your amiibo and not have to unbox them in order to use them.
Oh, so like packaging specific? Yeah. Interesting.
So it's like for collectors.
The problem with that is I know the reason they put them in those boxes is so that like you couldn't go in like with your 3DS and scan it.
Yeah.
I mean,
but like, yeah, it's good for collectors, you know.
It is good for collectors. I don't know how credible it is because I know they're definitely trying to prevent people from using them in the box for those specific reasons, like trying to like sneak into retailers and scan things in.
Yeah.
And like not have to buy them, you know. I know for like games like Smash that wouldn't work because you have to rescan them, but for something simple like I mean, you couldn't do it for Hyrule Warriors. You obviously couldn't do it for the Wii U because you'd have to plug it in somewhere. Unless you carried your Wii U into the store, plugged it in. I mean, which is technically possible, but...
Yeah.
Other games where, like, you just tap it and unlock something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's interesting. I think it's a cool idea for the people who collect it and keep it in the box. I personally don't do that.
Yeah.
But while we're on the topic of amiibo, I actually want to bring up something.
Yeah.
So I managed to pre-order Robin, Lucina, Wario, and Pac-Man on PlayAsia.com.
Nice.
It's a Japanese import store where you can like buy like things from Japan and import it over other countries too.
Yeah, you told me about that.
But for some reason they were having problems. I tried to pay with PayPal and they had problems with it. So I went in to go change my payment to a debit card, and the way they have you do it is you have to like basically reorder the things, but because all them are sold out, I'm fairly certain that I lost all my pre-orders because there was a payment issue. Yeah, so I went in and now it only says that I have Wario pre-ordered.
That's really sucks.
Yeah, I'm pretty bumming right now. I was really frustrated. That happened just today, like a couple hours ago.
Man.
Yeah. So that really stinks. And
you just cannot get any luck.
No, I can't win. Well, I got luck with Jigglypuff. I somehow managed to
snipe it.
Snipe her. But then having to wait an hour and a half in line for the NES, that was lame. And then this upcoming Monday, I have to go wait in line if I want to get Greninja.
Hey, as long as you get Greninja.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's really starting to bring me down. It sucks. I would love to keep collecting them. It's killing me, though.
Yeah.
Both financially and mentally. Amiibo, why you do this to me?
Yeah.
But yeah, since we were on the topic, I figured I'd just bring that up quickly. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, but staying on the topic of Amiibo, someone did find in the files, I think, of Splatoon or somewhere that Dr. Mario Amiibo possibly be compatible with Splatoon.
Really?
I wonder what kind of, you know, function he would serve in the game.
Yeah, that's weird. My guess would be some sort of costume. That could be my only guess. Like a doctor costume.
Or a power-up or something. Like a new weapon or a level.
I'm not too sure. I hope that they make it so that they have more amiibo that you could scan in to get costumes. Like, if I could scan in my Mega Man amiibo and get, like, a Mega Man costume for my Inkling, that'd be sweet. Yeah. I would love that.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I don't think they have plans for that right now.
Yeah, but, you know, like we said, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, so something that is kind of cool is that a few soundtrack samples from Xenoblade Chronicles X have been released.
Oh?
And they are so good.
Are they?
Like, each track is literally, like, mind-blowingly good.
Hmm.
It's ridiculous. It's so good. You have to listen to
it. I'll have to go check that out. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, just search, like, Xenoblade Chronicles X soundtrack, and it's, like, one of them with, like, it's a picture and then a list of songs, and it's, like, 20 minutes long, and it's so good.
Sweet. I like is it, like, all orchestral and, like,
very sort grand? Of. You just, it's hard to describe. It's just amazing.
All right, I'll have to go check that out.
Yeah, you definitely will. It's super good.
I'm excited. Once I beat Fire Emblem, I'm planning on getting the Xenoblade Chronicles on my 3DS.
Yeah?
Really excited for that.
Do it, man.
I'm going to. Have you ever played it?
I've not played it, but I know, like, everything. The game in and out, because I watch YouTube videos.
You're crazy.
Oh, my phone's ringing.
Yeah.
Moving on, I guess, they have... There have been recent findings through StreetPass that a Twilight Princess 3D could be in the making for 3DS. And basically what happened is some guy somewhere found, like, StreetPass. He was checking the Miis that were going into a StreetPass plaza, and one of them said, I have recently been playing Twilight Princess 3D. So, and there's, like, a video of it.
Really?
A lot of people, like, a bunch of people are saying that this might not be credible because of the whole Rayman leak, you know?
Yeah.
Like, after the Rayman leak, every leak is skeptical.
Yeah, I totally believe that.
But it's StreetPass. Like, it's hard to, I don't know, it's just odd. It's the weirdest leak we've had in a while, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel
this is the first one that we've had with, like, StreetPass, you know?
Majora's Mask just came out. And, you know, I feel like that game is so recent that it's not something that they would ever re-release so soon. I don't think they could, like, do much updates to it.
Well, you know? Xenoblade Chronicles came out, like, 4 years after Twilight Princess, and it just got a 3D remake, so...
That's because that wasn't a readily available game, you know?
True.
That's something that you have to pay hundreds of dollars for just to get a copy of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at that picture right now. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, the logo for it is the exact logo from...
The Wii version?
Yeah, which I feel like they would change it up.
Because
that's what they did for Ocarina. They did that for Majora's Mask. So I don't think this is very credible.
Yeah, but who knows?
Yeah.
If we do get a Twilight Princess 3D, it'll be interesting.
Just interesting tidbit.
Mm.
Cool.
But speaking of the Rayman leaks... The creator of that leak, Artsy Omni, on YouTube, has come out with yet another Smashified. That's his series that I highly suggest you check out.
All right.
Basically, he takes characters and he Photoshop. He does original models and Photoshops them and makes it look like they are Smash models, and it's really cool.
Who did you do this time, Banjo and Kazooie?
Yeah, yes, he did.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, he's also done Klonoa from the Klonoa game.
Wow. Yeah.
Don't know that character, but apparently it's kind of good.
Huh.
He's also done Shovel Knight and Rayman, obviously. He was the creator of the Rayman leak.
He does such a good, high-quality job.
I know.
This guy's really good at Photoshop. He's
really talented.
I'm like, wow, he's giving textures to his pants and stuff?
Mm.
This is crazy. He's really good at this.
Yeah, I know. You should see the Shovel Knight one, the way that he makes it look like armor and, it's really good.
Wow, this guy's got a good talent.
Yeah, he also works with other artists too, so it's not just him. He currently has another artist who he's partnering with for this series, but
nice.
He's really talented, and I highly suggest that you stay updated with him in the future.
Yeah.
He also has a website for his series where it's set up just like the Smash Bros. Website. Where he has, the characters tab, and it has them in their box with, the colored background, and it's really cool.
Yeah, that's super cool. This guy's cool. I like him a lot. I'm glad he's doing this.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, so that's cool.
Did you ever play Shovel Knight?
Nope.
Man, it's so fun. You should definitely get it.
At some point.
If you like any kind of, any...
Platformer.
Any NES game, it basically combines Mega Man with DuckTales with a little bit of Castlevania thrown in. and the overworld of Zelda 2. I don't know, it just combines all the great NES games, and it's really amazing. I highly recommend you get Shovel Knight.
Maybe, at some point.
All right, cool. What else?
Well, you know how Project M was removed from VG Bootcamp's lineup a while back?
Yes, I recall.
Well, the Tourney Locator, the service that was a streaming service and other things, is no longer streaming Project M. However, they have moved Project M to a new channel called Project M Central.
So they created a new channel just for Project M, basically?
Yes. I think this is a very, like, I think this is a good move because, like, they're removing it from their main, you know, company to prevent copyright issues.
Yeah.
But they still have it being streamed. So if anything happens with that one, nothing will, like, affect their whole embodiment.
Yeah, I think that's a really cool idea.
And I feel like VG Bootcamp should kind of do something similar because a lot of people really enjoy Project M, me included.
Yeah, I know there's a big following for it, so...
Yeah.
Hopefully they decide to do that as well, follow suit, because it's a really good idea.
Yeah, so, you know.
Cool.
I know you don't exactly enjoy Project M, though.
It's alright. I've just become so accustomed to Wii U, because it's so great.
You have trouble playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, whatever floats your boat.
That's true.
Yeah. So, a while ago, the Big House 5 was announced.
What's that? Big House
is a tournament. It's in Michigan, and it's in October, and it's pretty big.
Cool.
It said that it will be among the biggest events of the year, and it's going to have Melee and Smash Wii U, so look forward to it.
Very cool. Do you know what month it's in?
October, I said that.
I wasn't listening. I was playing with my cat.
Of course.
She was eating a sticker.
Oh.
Sorry.
Good for you.
Thank you. I liked that sticker a lot. It was a Guardians of the Galaxy sticker, and now it's all destroyed.
Oh, well, cats, man.
Right. All right, cool. What else we got?
Speaking of Smash tournaments, the most recent one, which was, I think, yesterday and maybe this past weekend, I didn't actually watch it, but I heard that, you know, some crazy stuff happened. It was MVG Sandstorm, not Darude Sandstorm, no confusion there.
I hate you.
but MVG Sandstorm, a bunch of big names were there, like Leffen and Mango and Mewtwo King and Zero. Whole bunch of people. This tournament had Project M, Smash Melee, and Smash Wii U. However, a lot of new players and fans were saying that this was one of the worst tournaments, if not the worst, because there was just so many problems that arose.
Really? Like what?
Some of them were the power being shut off during the Melee finals in the middle of the match.
Oh, jeez.
The Project M grand finals weren't even played because of time constraints, and Mewtwo King and Zero had a controversial team name for some reason. I don't know what it is. It's not listed. But there was also, like, Mewtwo King apparently dropped out of Melee after, like, he was fifth seed in the bracket, so...
Wait, so they seeded him fifth, so he's like, that's dumb, I'm out?
Something like that, I don't know.
Well, that's childish.
I don't know if that's the reason, but he dropped out of the tournament anyway. Like, I don't know. And apparently the stream quality was terrible because there was an internet problem, which was eventually saved because D1 used his phone for bandwidth.
Huh.
But, yeah, so a lot of people were complaining about this tournament.
Yeah, it sounds like everything was going wrong there.
Yeah. And then they have a list of why Smash tournaments are crazy. Number one is that Smash tournament organizers don't cap attendance and nearly every attendee is a player. This means the structure of the tournament needs to satisfy most players and not spectators.
Yeah, that makes sense. I agree.
Like, most Smash tournaments, you know, you have a large crowd, but a lot of them are players.
Yeah, it's mostly people who are playing and then, like, lose and then just stick around. They need to put caps on those tournaments. Like, having 1,000 entrants in a tournament, that's just a lot to handle.
Yeah, I mean, it builds hype because, you know, we're getting recognition for this game and, you know, it's becoming super big in the esports community.
Yeah.
But it's going to get super crowded unless you're literally at, like, the PAX Convention Center, like,
Yeah, there's just not enough room to host a tournament that big, and it takes so long too, because you have to go through all those matches.
Yeah, it takes like 3 days with 1,000 people there, and it's crazy. And then number two, Smash tournaments are open to all. They are not invite only. That was weird. It was like, I was like, they are not invite. What? No, but they are not invite only for only a select number of teams or players who are essentially there to put on a show for a spectating audience. Like we said before, like anyone can sign up for these tournaments.
Yeah.
And there's so many people there that it just gets way out of hand. And really, there's only like a few like groups that are, you know, invited, I guess. Number three is Smashers are notorious for not registering online, making preparation for tournaments a, quote, best guess. This means planning and advertising to operate round-robin pools that may be difficult to run if attendance is very high. And I don't know if you know about, like, round-robin pools, but basically pools is, like, the seeding process.
I'm aware of how pools work.
All right, good.
Yeah, I played much Ultimate Frisbee in League of Legends to know how pools work.
All right, that's good. Number four, Smash tournament requires setups, which is like the controller and GameCubes and the Blue Wiis and games. Mm-hmm. And the ideal minimum ratio for operation is one setup per every four players. This is very difficult to achieve, and often only partial setups show up. Not enough setups slows down the pace of a tournament.
That's kind of given.
Like, you need enough systems and like controllers in order to compensate for every player that's there,
which is almost impossible. That's so many systems.
Yeah, like if you have one system for every four people and you have 1,000 people, that's 250 GameCubes / Wii U's, depending on whatever you're doing.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
Yeah. Number five, Smashers love to play friendlies. Since every person attending is a player, once they are eliminated, players will often play friendlies on setups that should still be getting used for only tournament matches. Yeah, like we said before, players like to stick around after they lose,
they're slowing up the pace of the tournament by taking over televisions and GameCubes that should be used for gaming.
Yeah.
For the tournament.
Yeah, exactly. Number six, Smash tournaments are run on a shoestring budget. They are nearly entirely grassroots, which means tournaments can be run in houses, bars, and gaming centers. However, one of the most popular places to operate are schools, colleges, or church facilities. These facilities are usually free or cheap, but it means the venues shut down at a specific times without negotiation. A similar thing happened at Fight Pit 4 a couple years ago, where literally the Melee Grand Finals was only Mango and Mewtwo King in the venue. Like, no one else was there because they made everyone get out. They were going to call the police in order to get everyone out.
Jeez.
But they still had to finish the tournament, so it was just Mango and Mewtwo King sitting in a couple chairs with empty background behind them, and I think the commentators.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so they get a...
I'm surprised they even let them stay.
Yeah, I know, right?
They didn't kick them out. Crazy. Yeah.
Number seven, Smashers are accustomed to operate in conditions that players from other communities may find unprofessional. This means playing and finishing tournaments in apartments, hotel rooms, even the back of a car. Smashers derive their very existence from an overwhelming need to get together and play in person. Once this is accomplished, little else matters. Indeed, while the conditions can even be borderline harsh, the shared experience of making it through 10, 14, or 20-hour days with tournaments ending after midnight builds memories and even overcoming a shared hardship. And, you know, that basically just puts them, like, it just nails down what Smash is. It's just getting together with your friends and playing Smash.
I mean, they've had to do that in order to do tournaments. Like, they haven't had an option. The game hasn't been popular enough to warrant these big venues and, like, the ability to have a good schedule. It's like, if you want to have a Smash tournament, you're going to have to put up with these not-so-great conditions, you know? It's just what it is.
Yeah, like,
it's great that they are doing that.
Mm-hmm. Like, back in, like, 2005, 2006, when Melee was still at MLG, like, that's pretty much the only time when it's, like, officially, paid for and everything, but this is different. Like, this is basically just you know, the Smash community organizing another tournament and people are going to it and they're going to do whatever they can to do the tournament. But, like, it, a lot of people just don't see it as a priority, you know?
Yeah.
So number 8 is, imagine the commitment and dedication it takes to have a community where over 1,000 live tournaments occur in a year that hasn't seen support from the game's developer or publisher. The only major force to operate consistently in the Smash community has been MLG. Hey, I just said that.
Whoa.
And outside of their events, every other tournament is an entirely community-driven effort with little or no sponsorship, put together by tournament organizers just scraping by and putting on an event for the love of the game and the community.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we said, this tournament really doesn't, you know, this really doesn't get that much support from official companies and stuff. It's just, you know, community-driven.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, overall, Smash tournaments have seen problems in the past, but it's the community that really
pulls it together. Yeah, it's the passion of the game that gets it going.
Yeah, but some notable tournaments that they had, where there were some problems. There was Tournament Go, which is a while back, I think, that he said that it... Oh, yeah, it launched the community. It held a 100-plus tournament in a house. Game Over in 2003 finished at a player's apartment. Bomb 3 in 2004 finished in the hallway after the main room closed. COT4, I don't know what that stands for, so don't ask. In 2008, finished in an apartment with radio-style commentary in place of a live stream. Genesis 1 in 2009 finished in a hotel room. WBST3 in 2009 finished in the back of a car. And Fight Pit 4, like I said, it was in 2014, and it finished in an empty venue as two of the best players in the world, Melee and Mango. Melee and Mango? M2K and Mango. They were competing.
Yeah, that's just crazy how things have to end up in such poor manners, but it's still getting done, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, Smash tournaments, they're crazy, but we love them.
Yeah, we all love them.
Can't wait for Evo, that's in a couple months.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Yeah. So.
Hang on, is someone vacuuming?
I think so.
It's super loud.
That's really unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's anything I can do about it.
I honestly think that the person who's here is my grandmother's house. Like, she basically hires a person to clean her house.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to deal.
Yeah, get over
just
it.
For now.
All right, let's go.
So, getting on to some more interesting things. A week ago, I guess, some DLC files for Mario Kart 8 were found, and they were titled Baby Park, Neo Bowser City, Metro, and Woods.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then those were confirmed to be true because a day or two later, a trailer was released for the second pack of Mario DLC, which comes out later this week. And that's really awesome. Like, it looks so good. Basically, yeah. I think there were only a few retro tracks, which were Baby Park, Neo Bowser City from the 3DS version, and Ribbon Road from the GBA version.
I love Baby Park.
That's
so fun.
It's a fan favorite.
Yeah, so
hopefully they'll keep it with 7 laps, because I think then when they ported it to the DS version, they reduced the number of laps, which people were upset about.
Yeah, the whole point is to be like a crap load of laps on the super small course.
Yeah, exactly. And now it's like it's not changed too much, but they did tilt it so that it was like in anti-gravity mode. You know?
Yeah. Super cool. I'm excited for it.
I can't
wait.
Yeah, it comes out later this week. I'm sure we'll be streaming it this Saturday. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
Yeah, but other than those three courses, they also have a new subway course, which looks really interesting. There's a lot of multiple paths that are going on in that. They have something called Cheese Land.
Cheese Land?
Yeah, where you basically just drive on a bunch of cheese.
Hmm.
Looks interesting.
Yeah.
They have the Woods course. I don't exactly remember the name of it, but it looks really cool and interesting. And, you know, that's probably going to be one of the better ones, I think. And then I think, was there any others after that? I don't remember, but the one that is, in my opinion, going to be the best one is Big Blue.
What's that? Is that an old course or is that a new course?
Big Blue is another F-Zero course. That's what it is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sweet. And I'm super excited. It looks super nice. The music is great. And it's just like, it's like at this point, I'm wondering if they're even going to make an F-Zero game or they're just going to keep putting F-Zero courses in Mario Kart.
Sounds like they're just going to keep putting them in Mario Kart.
They should just... I don't know why Captain Falcon isn't a DLC character.
Yeah, at this point? Seriously? Mm.
Like, they have the villager for the... Oh, yeah, the Animal Crossing course is the other one.
Yeah, that one looks cool, where it changes seasons.
Yeah. I think that one looks good. Neo Bowser City, a lot of people said, was pretty subpar on the 3DS version 7.
Yeah.
And then Ribbon Road has actually received a number of changes from the original GBA version, obviously, because it's GBA, and this is Wii U, so...
Yeah, so it's a big difference there. A lot.
Yeah, so I think this is going to be a really good DLC pack. Hopefully we'll see more DLC packs in the future.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I'm super excited for this.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be really good. The first one is awesome.
They did a great
job with it. So I have high hopes.
Yeah, same. And before we move on, something I just quick want to mention is that I think it would be really cool if H2K... became a sponsor for Smash players, and they sponsored Mewtwo King, so he'd be H2K M2K.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. But speaking of DLC, they actually, with the recent update with the recent patch that came out with Mewtwo, people have been like file dumping the 3DS version. They've been searching the files to find what they can, and they actually found data for two characters in the files about that were victory themes, and one of them was Roy. It was titled Roy, and then you played it and it was the Fire Emblem victory theme, so yeah. It's like, okay, that's Roy from Fire Emblem. There was another one titled Ryu, and then the theme was clearly Street Fighter based.
Yeah.
So did you hear about this at all?
I did hear about this, and it's really cool. Isn't there also like sound bites for the Hadouken and stuff like that, too?
I did not hear about those things, but if there is, then that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so basically it's Ryu, or Ryu, however you choose to pronounce it, from Street Fighter. So, do you think he could be a character in Smash? Do you think
it's quite possible with Nintendo and Capcom being kind of close, you know?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Like, at first I was like, there's no way, but after thinking about it, yeah, the relationship between Nintendo and Capcom, it could definitely happen, and he'd fit so easily. He already has all his moves. Like, his standard B would be the Hadouken, the up B would be the Shoryuken.
Yeah.
Like, stuff like that, and just a general fighter. It just makes sense, you know?
Yeah, but a lot of people, like Sakurai said a long time ago, he didn't want to include characters from fighting games, such as Ryu, because, like, they're already in a fighting game, and like it doesn't
really
add anything new to the series.
Yeah, so I don't know. I have mixed feelings.
Yeah,
I could definitely see it happening.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if it's going to. That's the thing.
And then there's there's other characters from Capcom that could have been chosen too that I think honestly would have been more interesting.
Yeah.
Such as Beautiful Joe.
Beautiful Joe would be great.
I know. Or Okami Amaterasu.
Yeah, that'd be another cool one.
From Okami.
I'm pretty sure he was in the PlayStation fighting game, though.
Yeah.
So he probably wouldn't come in.
Was he?
Yeah, PlayStation All-Stars?
Ultimate All-Stars? No, Okami wasn't?
Oh, no, he's in Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah, I know he was in Marvel vs. Capcom, but I'm like, what? He's in PlayStation All-Stars?
Yeah, sorry.
It's actually a she, thank you.
Sorry, I've never played the game.
Oh, well, you should. It's really good. I have it. I can let you borrow it if you'd like.
I would like.
Okay. Yeah, but... So, and then there's Roy, who is obviously fan-demanded because, you know, they're adding Mewtwo back and they added Dr. Mario, so why not Roy?
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think they'll put Roy back because he's the same exact thing as Marth and Lucina.
Not really. Like, they could still... He's still pretty different with, the mechanics.
You think so? They're too similar. You can't have three of the same character. That just doesn't make sense to me.
Eh. I mean, like, people still say that, you know, Fox and Falco are clones of each other and that, Mario and Luigi are clones. So if we have Dr. Mario, Luigi, and Mario, you know?
Mario and Luigi are two different characters. They have the same stature and, like, they share like two yeah, I know. Moves, but they're
I know that, but there's still people who say that that they're like clones, and that's wrong, obviously, but yeah. with that mindset.
I think that if they were to put that in, they'd have three of the exact same characters, and that's just not something... Like, if they would put them in and changed them drastically and gave them a whole new moveset, that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
But I just don't see that happening.
No, excuse me. But, yeah. Something that I don't think they'll ever do, unless, you know, fans literally rip their hearts out until they do, is add Pichu and Young Link.
I don't think they'll bring them back. And they definitely replaced Young Link with Toon Link, and I think they're definitely okay with that. And as for what's his face, Pichu, I just think they've moved past him.
There's another person. Yeah, there's nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
The only thing that they could really do with Young Link that would make him any different is by adding like masks to it. You know, add the whole Majora's Mask aspect to that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Like his side special could be his like the Zora boomerangs, or his standard special could be like a rolling move with the Goron mask,
or even take it to a whole new level where you turn your down B into like a stance change, so like you hit something down like B, you could be the Zora, hit it
similar
again,
to Pokemon Trainer,
something like that. That could be really cool. I feel like they're clearly moving away from that by getting rid of Pokemon Trainer and taking Zelda and Sheik away. Like, they want to have individual characters. And Zero Suit Samus. Yeah, they want characters to be their own thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, we'll see. We don't really know what's going to come out of this whole, you know, Smash ballot. I mean, I think a lot of things are... Hang on. the thing that people think it is the character who gets the most votes is going to get in. And I don't think that's how it is at all.
No, I think it's going to be whatever they think, whatever people recommend. Yeah. It's going to be something that gets a lot of votes, but that they think will be a good fit.
Yeah, it's like, it's ultimately up to Sakurai, in the end, but like, he's not gonna just, you know, say, okay, Goku has the most votes, gotta put Goku in.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
It's definitely not gonna happen like that.
He's gonna just look at, you know, the ones that are popular and then decide, you know, which one would I want to put in the game, and then that's how it's gonna be. Like, you know, obviously, like we said, if Goku or like Shrek gets the most votes, that's not gonna happen. They're gonna look at, they said that they would choose one, you know, based on their likings. You know, it's not gonna, you know, super.
I have high hopes for Banjo.
Banjo is going to... I'm pretty sure Banjo will get in at this point, honestly.
Yeah, it just makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about it. Microsoft's in on it. It's just... He'd be such a perfect fit.
Yeah. But someone who is a perfect... Or actually, no. Damn it. Screwed it up. More file dumping. People found 5 character slots... additional character slots found in the 3DS files.
Like who? Wait, so just empty slots?
Yeah, well, they're not all... Well, yeah, I mean, yes, they are empty slots, which, like, it's in the character, like, files, it says Mewtwo, and then there's 5, like, question mark slots. And obviously, if the other file dumps are true, then we know that 3 of them are occupied by Lucas, Roy, and Ryu.
Interesting.
So that leaves 2 additional character slots for, you know, fighter ballot characters. So it's pretty interesting. That means we pretty much like have like 5 more characters coming.
Yeah, that'd be super cool.
One of which
cool.
we know about. Yeah.
It's just, yeah, I don't know. I'm super excited to think that they're still going to keep adding characters like this. It's really excited. They're just going to keep expanding this already amazing game.
Yeah, I mean, like I've said before, they really, like, with the ability to patch and, like, add characters through DLC, I don't think there's a point to making a new Smash Bros. Game.
No, at this point, they don't have to, ever.
Yeah. It's like, unless they, you know, and even if they port it, even if they make a new console and, like, the Wii U goes into the older generation pile, they can still just port this game to the newer consoles, you know?
Yeah.
And make it compatible with those ones.
Yeah, I just like, feel the way they're going about this, they don't have to make a new Smash.
It's similar to, like, League of Legends. Like, League of Legends has been the same game since 2009 when it came out.
They just keep updating it.
Yeah, exactly. They just keep adding patches and adding new champions through that method. Like, there's no reason to make a League of Legends 2 because, you know, sequels are better. Like, there's nothing that they could really do with a second League of Legends that would make it different from the first game.
Yeah, there's no point, which I think it's the same way with this Smash. It's like, this is what they wanted, this is perfect to them, so why make a new one when you can just add to it?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, they also found room for 7 new stages in the DLC files.
Cool.
One of them is considered to be a Kirby stage because they have found multiple Kirby music files.
Alright.
So maybe we'll see one of those. But it was found on the 3DS, so who knows if they'll be the same between the Wii U and the 3DS versions. Because they have said that they want, like Sakurai's been saying from the beginning, they're going to keep the characters the same between the versions, but the stages will differ based on console and handheld games.
Yeah.
I'd honestly like to see a new Xenoblade stage because that game is massive and has a lot of really cool areas that could be stages.
Especially now that the 3DS version is coming out.
It gives you an opportunity
to add more.
They also have, I feel like, some Majora's Mask stages would be cool.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Like, you know, it could go Clock Town or the Moon or, like, you could go on a Skyloft similar thing where you go in between all 4 cardinal directions or areas of the game. You could go to Snowhead and the other places.
Yeah,
I don't remember them off the top of my head, but they already had the Great Bay in Melee, so maybe they could just bring that stage back too. You never know.
You never know.
But yeah, stages are cool. So we'll just have to see what they want to do with this DLC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it has potential to add up to something really cool.
Yeah. Just
when they keep adding things.
Well, they can even add new modes, you know?
Yeah, I hope they add, like a few things over a long period of time instead of, like,
bulking up. Target Smash.
Instead of bulking up and then putting out, like, 5 things at once over, like, but it's been, like, several months.
Yeah.
Like, if they put out, like, a stage a month and then, like, after a couple months put out a character, like, that could be super cool. And keep me interested.
Like, we don't know what the gap is going to be between these characters.
Yeah.
Like, Lucas, we obviously know, is coming out in June, which is a 2-month gap between him and Mewtwo. But we haven't gotten any others, like, announced. And the fighter ballot ends, like, the voting ends in, like, October.
Yeah.
So, we don't know yet.
Yeah, so that could be a long ways away.
So depending on the release gap between each character could determine the longevity of this game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So, I guess that brings us to the topic.
That's about it? That's all the news?
Yeah, basically. So, the King of Mews.
Mewtwo. My boy is back. Super fun. I feel like you've gotten to play him a little bit more than myself.
Probably. I would just sit down and play Smash and watch videos. And
yeah, you know. So why don't you talk about him for a little bit?
Well, he's pretty floaty, you know, as expected. He was kind of floaty in Melee and Project M. Yeah, so he's pretty easy to juggle if you know the matchup. Like, if you have a character who's really good in the air, you can juggle him pretty easily. But Mewtwo does have some pretty interesting, you know, mechanics and moves and stuff. His up smash is ridiculous.
Yeah, his up smash is super, super good.
I know, it kills at like 90%. Like, if you hit it at 90% with anyone, they're dead.
Yeah, super strong. I'm happy with the way they went about that. Some of his other smashes, his down smash is pretty mediocre.
Yeah.
It doesn't hit behind, which is a downfall for most characters. You want a down smash that can hit from both sides.
Yeah.
Forward smash is pretty standard. Nothing. It's like, it's got average kill potential.
Yeah. His throws are pretty good. His forward throw is super good. They changed the mechanics on his forward throw so that the, like, mini shadow balls he shoots from his other hand, like, hit all of them.
Mm-hmm, which is great. It's not like two of them hit and then they go flying and it doesn't... Like, yeah. The rest just kind of miss.
It's like everyone hits all the time and then you can follow up with an aerial and it's really good. Yeah, but Mewtwo's forward air is ridiculous. Yeah. Like, it's good for spacing. It's good for comboing. Like, you can get a down throw in, and if you get a forward air off, you can easily get at least one or two more.
Yeah, I like to use his forward air and then combo with some neutral airs. His neutral air is super good.
Mm-hmm.
Super great for zoning. If you lock someone up in it, they get stuck in it. Does a lot of damage.
Yeah. And then his back air and up air are good for spacing, too. They're pretty ranged.
Yeah, hard to land.
Yeah, but something that...
use them very early in order to make sure they hit.
Yeah. Yeah, something that I do is, like, if I down throw and miss my forward air, then I can, like, double jump and back air them on the way back. And then, like, it's really good. His up air is good, and it combos well with his up tilt. Like, you can up tilt, send them up in the air, jump up, and up air them.
Yeah, and his then, up like, tilt's super good.
Yeah.
You can combo that a couple times, like Mario's.
Mm-hmm. His forward tilt is also good. You can, like, I guess, down throw and... and forward tilt if you want.
Yeah.
At low percents. His up throw is really good. It can kill.
Oh, that's a kill
like,
move.
Yeah, it's a kill move. At like 100 or so percent. You have...
I'm actually playing it right now. I don't know if you can hear my controller, but I'm currently playing as Mewtwo just to get a feel for him as we're talking about him.
Yeah, I can definitely hear your controller. You should turn it down, bro.
I can't turn down my controller.
Yes, you can.
I'll put it to the side.
You can do it if you believe.
Okay, so keep talking. I'm going to keep playing.
Yeah, but his back throw was also really good.
How do you feel about his down B?
I think it's useful. Like, the stun on it is really long if you hit it. Like, something that I think you can do is forward B and then side B.
Forward B and then...
I mean, no.
Those are the same thing.
I know, side B and then down B is what I meant.
Does that combo well? Because I feel like every time I side B, at least against a computer, every time I side B them, they instantly jump.
Hmm. Well, I guess if they don't jump and they just fall to the ground, you can down B them and then combo into whatever you like. Yeah,
one thing
but...
I just did that I need to warn everyone not to do is do not shoot your dark ball thing while you're going through the air, because it will fling you backwards. I was going to mention that.
That's something that is really good for, like, spacing and zoning and stuff.
Yeah.
And recovery.
You can use it for recovery, but, like, say you're doing it, like, you're falling and you're going to shoot them to try to hurt them, you will go flying backwards.
Well, unless you have a double jump and then you're up B. Like, if you have a double jump, go for it, by all means.
Yeah.
But if you don't, then be careful. Yeah, but... his shadow ball is super good, fully charged. The recoil is ridiculous, so you can like jump if you're like on the edge of the stage and you want to go towards the middle. You can easily do that, and then like just and then juke him out and distract him and stuff.
Yeah, he's super great.
Using that, you can go under the stage because you can then shadow ball to be like halfway, double jump, and then up B, and you can make it onto the other ledge on some stages.
It's definitely possible. His up B you can use to like as a sliding motion if you do it while you're going forwards or sideways. If you do it right, instead of just like appearing and stopping where you are, you will like slide around, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah,
really helpful.
His side B can also really help you recover in the air. Like if you're not in the middle of a jump, it will propel you upwards a little bit, so it can really help recover and maybe even attack your enemy in the process. Yeah, and then his final smash is pretty much just a kill move.
You just have to land the
initial
ball thing, and then once you do that, it's definitely a free kill.
Yeah,
no matter what,
but
their
final smashes aren't legal, so.
I like final smashes. It's definitely one of the few items that are fun to put on. Did we talk about his down air?
His down air is really good too.
Great spike.
Mm-hmm.
And since he's so like floaty, it's so easy to recover with him. So it's easy to take those risks and go for it.
Yeah,
like
and like
a lot
sometimes
of characters I'm afraid to do that on, but with him, it's such a simple thing to do.
Yeah, and sometimes when you go for the down air and you hit it, it knocks them upwards. Like on certain hitboxes, it knocks them up instead of down. So, like I guess you can like jump off, down air them, and then they go up and you double jump and then spike them, I guess. That can happen sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. But yeah, it's really good. It can kill, like, if you're up in the air and you get them upwards, it'll still kill them at like high enough percents.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah. So Mewtwo is super fun. Yeah. How he fits into the competitive scene, we don't know yet, because, you know, he
hasn't... I was watching a stream of a guy playing him.
Do you know who it was?
He was, like, the top streamer at that time, so he had, like, a couple thousand people watching him, so I figured he's pretty credible. And he was... And everyone he was playing against was also playing Mewtwo, and they were doing really well. And it gives me hope for him. They were using his down B a lot, which I'm surprised, because I'm finding... it's difficult to find success with that move.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but if you do land it, you can really follow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like he won't be top tier.
I feel like he'll be mid to upper mid tier.
Yeah, he'll be upper mid in my opinion. He's definitely credible, but not quite. He's too floaty. Rosalina's really floaty, but
she's still top tier.
She can get away with it solely because of
Uma.
Yeah, because she has her Luma for zoning. I just got my butt handed to me by a Lucario with a sweet combo. All right, I'm going to put my controller down now. Yeah, I'm really liking what they did with Mewtwo. He's definitely better than he was in Melee, in my opinion.
Yeah, compared to the other characters. Yeah,
they upped his damage and his zoning potential. He's equally as floaty, but that's fine because that's kind of who he is.
Yeah.
Nothing special about his alternate costumes. That kind of disappoints me. I was
hoping
for the armor.
I'm so mad. There's no green Mewtwo. Like,
yeah, no green
there's
Mewtwo.
A,
no
there's a
armor
green
Mewtwo.
Team.
Mm-hmm.
Mewtwo's shiny form is green.
Yeah. It
why
make
is
sense.
There no green Mewtwo?
I never understood why they don't have the shiny versions of Pokemon be alternate costumes. Like, Gold Lucario. I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's the easiest thing to do for, like, skin for alternate colors of characters, and they don't do it. Like, we don't have a black Charizard. We don't have a green Mewtwo. We don't have a gold Lucario.
I don't get it.
I don't remember what I don't remember what the shiny version of Jigglypuff is, but we don't have it.
I think it might also be green.
We still don't have it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just
they don't have shiny Pikachu.
I don't understand
Pikachu.
Why that's not a thing. It makes so much sense.
I know. Like it's kind of dumb. Like they even did do Dark Samus in this game, even though Dark Samus is already an assist trophy.
Yeah.
For an alternate costume color thing. But they still don't have green Mewtwo, which is upsetting.
The difference between regular Jigglypuff and shining Jigglypuff is her eyes. She just has really green eyes as opposed to blue.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. But yeah. Overall, Mewtwo's really cool. I'm really enjoying him. I've been playing him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely someone I'm going to play a lot of. He's similar to Lucario.
I hate Lucario, though.
I like Lucario. I like them equally, I feel. But yeah, I'm really enjoying him. If you haven't gotten to pick them up, I'm sorry that you didn't get both versions. Yeah. But you got a couple weeks.
Yeah, actually like a week at this point.
Is it a week at this point?
Yeah, at this point it's 1 week and a day.
Yeah, so not long. Worth the wait. It's going to be worth the money. Trust me. Mm-hmm. Definitely pick them up.
It's only like $4.
Yeah, super cheap.
Or like $5 if you want to get them on both.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, on the only Pokemon that they actually have a shiny color for is Greninja.
Oh, yeah, the black one?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Makes me sad.
Oh, we have a purple Charizard, Ridley confirmed.
Jesus. All right, do you have anything else to mention?
Yes, they actually already invented a game with Mewtwo called Mewtwo Tennis.
What is it? Oh, is it when you shoot a ball and you just keep going back and forth with your thing?
Yeah, with your side B.
Oh my god, we'll have to play that.
Yeah, I tried playing it with my friend, and it was we were both really bad at it. We only got like a couple of good volleys going, and
sounds,
other than that...
Sounds very similar to the villager game.
Yeah, a little bit.
And the fighting Ganondorf in the Legend of Zelda games in Ocarina of Time, like Shadow Ganondorf and Ganondorf.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Play tennis with each other.
Yeah, with the bottle.
Yeah, so, makes sense. We'll definitely have to pick that out. I love tennis, and I love Mewtwo. And sounds super fun.
I've already made a custom stage for it, so I guess I'll impart that knowledge onto you at some other point.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I guess briefly we can mention that they've also discovered an infinite combo for Pikachu using some of his custom specials.
Like what?
I think his second custom standard B is like a paralyzing move, so you can standard B them and then standard B them and then standard B them. Just and keep doing then it forever. Once they get at high enough percents, you can like add attacks in because the hit stun will still be there, and then you can get easy kills. So that'll probably be banned at Evo.
Yeah, it sounds like a broken mechanic.
Yeah.
Cool.
But other than that.
All right. Well, I think that just about wraps it up. I have to go stop my cat from eating the fifth earring of this podcast. I've had to take away, confiscate four from her, and she's eating another one, so gotta go stop her from doing that. But thank you for listening, guys. We really appreciate it. Spread the word to your friends who love Smash Bros. Or, heck, your family who doesn't. I don't care. Spread the word, guys. Get us some love. Check us out on YouTube, Ocean State Gamers. We have you been uploading anything yet, Andrew?
Not currently. I actually have, like, all the stuff that I have is, like, screwing up on me. So, like, I've tried to record things a few times, and every time something has been wrong with the microphone. So I'm probably going to wait until I get a new one. So,
all right, don't look. Well,
so that'll be a far ways off.
My tax return is inbound. Once I get that, I will be buying my new computer. And once that comes in, I promise you guys I will be uploading way more things. My current computer cannot handle it. It's a MacBook from 2010. Not the best for editing. But I promise there'll be more stuff up on there. We stream on Saturdays. Not this past one. We had a little bit of issues. I had to work. Andrew was having technical difficulties. So, this upcoming Saturday, we will be streaming. We will be playing Mewtwo. We'll probably be playing the Mario Kart DLC.
Yep, definitely.
Cool, fun things this Saturday. Come check it out. Hang out with us.
Yeah. The other thing about editing is I don't have a good editing software. The only thing that I can currently use is iMovie, and that does not give me any options at all. So, I really can't do anything with that.
So Ocean State Gamers on Twitch, that's us. Come find us, come hang out with us, it'll be fun.
Yep.
But yeah, that about wraps it up. I've been Koopa the Kid.
I've been Taiki Spasso.
And remember, everyone, keep on smashing.